Welcome to the Limitless Mindset Podcast. My name is Blake Clark, and I am the founder and visionary of Limitless Real Estate and also the team lead of the Clark Team. My goal with this podcast is to show you that your possibilities are truly limitless with the right mindset and outlook on life. On this podcast, you're going to hear from not only myself, but also other members within our brokerage, as well as my team. And we're going to be discussing all things real estate, mindset, goal setting, and what it takes to build a good business and succeed in life. Thanks so much for joining us and welcome. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Limitless Mindset Podcast. I am so excited to have you guys here today, and I wanted to take a quick moment just to say thank you to those of you guys that have been following along with me for a while on my journey. We're coming up on over a year now of kind of consistent podcasts and just dropping stuff for you guys weekly. I was reflecting on it this morning, things that I've accomplished over the year and things that I want to roll into next year. And this was one of those things that's been a highlight. I absolutely love getting all of the DMs from you guys every single week, just talking about different tidbits from every little show that I post, some things that add value to you guys, things that you guys help. I love seeing you guys share the content. Again, the whole point I do this, the reason I do this for you guys is just to add value, to help. I don't make any money from this. Obviously we're not running any ads or any of that kind of stuff or pumping any additional services or products. I just do this because I genuinely want to see people win. I want to help them. And more importantly, guys, I like to document kind of what I'm going through personally and personal life, business life, things like that, how I work my way through some of these problems and concerns and issues and highs and lows, the wins, the losses, all of it. And I love to share that with you guys. And in return, I hope that it does add value to you guys. With that being said, guys, I wanted to drop into this week, and I want to change gears on you guys a little bit. You guys know that this is a business podcast, and obviously we talk a lot about different things that are business related. We talk a lot of things about something a little personal, a little bit of motivation, but I think it's important to talk today about something that I think will really help you guys tie it all together and put all of it into action. It seems like a lot of people have a hard time kind of connecting the dots, where they constantly feel like they're juggling. I know that I did, where, you know, I'm working on something with business and it's like, man, I scale that up so good. And then I work on stuff with personal life. It's like, man, I'm doing so good. And then I work on things with just overall well-being and mentality, right? And that's going good. And it always seems like the more I focus on one, I seem to lose sight of the other sometimes. So it's a constant reminder to myself. And today is going to be a reminder to myself also, but also this is something that I've been working on for a while, but I wanted to share with you guys too. And what that really comes down to, guys, is I think that your guys' daily purpose should be to build and create a person that you guys are proud of and you guys admire across all areas of your guys' life. You know, it's easy to go down the hole of chasing money every day, and you guys can be wildly successful. Some of you guys listening to this show are already wildly successful. Some of you guys listening to this are on your way to becoming successful, and some of you guys are just starting, right? Some of you guys can be absolutely amazing when it comes to your fitness. You guys can be in great shape. Some of you guys right now are probably in amazing shape. Some of you guys are not in great shape, and you're looking to get into shape. And the same thing with your guys' overall mentality. Some of you guys have a brick style Fort Knox mentality. That's what I call it, the Fort Knox, right? Nothing's getting through your guys' mindset. Nothing's getting through your mentality. That's one thing that I really shine in, is not a lot of things can break my overall spirit, my mentality of, you know, just pushing through the hard shit. It took a long time to build that for me. The problem is, guys, like we were talking about, is the end goal for you guys should be to build a person that you guys admire that is strong in all of these areas. And I think the issue with this is that sometimes we put such an emphasis or a focus on growing one of these things. You guys have heard me talk about it. I call it the three pillars. These are the things that I'm always going to focus on. If you guys were going to ask my opinion and you guys are listening, these are the things I think you guys should be working on. And you guys have heard me talk about, it's always going to be your mindset, your guys' mental health. It's going to be your guys' fitness, your being in shape, feeling good, feeling healthy, and it should be your guys' financial situation. If any one of those three things are lacking, and I want to make this clear, guys, a lot of people talk about, well, it should be relationships and all of that. That's very true. I'm not doubting that at all. I think that relationships are a huge part of it, your friendships. But what I talk about more on this podcast and what I'm talking about in specific today is you guys building a stronger you. You can only be a great spouse if you guys are built and forged to be a great spouse, right? You guys have to get yourself to that level. You guys can only be a great friend if you guys have built yourself to be a great friend or a great support system for people. You guys can only be a great, financial leader once you guys have obtained financial success. You can't teach and you can't be the things that you guys aren't so far, which is why I talk so heavily on self-development, self-improvement, having a limitless mindset for yourselves, right? So a lot of what we're going to talk about today, guys, is you building yourself to be somebody that you admire, you guys adore, somebody that you guys look up to every single day, and it should be yourself. You live with yourself every day. You guys live in your own mind. You guys live in your own thoughts. You guys live in your body. When you look in the mirror, you guys, you know, live financially. You see your bank account, what you spend money on, and what causes stress if you don't have the money, right? So this is why I talk so heavily on these things, is to make sure that you guys are working on crafting a person that you guys are proud of. This should be your guys' goal every single day, is to wake up and look at yourself and say, how can I make myself better today? And this is going to be very honest with you guys too, where you guys have to have that hard conversations with yourself on what areas in your life are you lacking in. It's tough, guys. I get it. You look in the mirror, you know, and you wake up and nobody wants to face reality. Nobody wants to have that honest conversation of like, man, I'm great in these areas. These are the areas that I excel in. These are the areas that I achieve in. And these are the areas that I really suck in. These are the areas that I really need some help in right now. It's a hard conversation to have with yourself. I 100% understand. And I've been there and I've had to have that talk with myself many, many, many times before. With that being said, guys, that's where the best breakthroughs are going to come for yourself, is when you could sit down and have that honest conversation with yourself and just roll your sleeves up and you guys get to work on what areas and aspects in your guys' life you need to get work at. Let's say that you guys are already, you know, wildly successful when it comes to finances. But the problem is that you guys always have in the back of your mind, man, my fitness is off. I feel like shit. I don't look like good. I'm potentially adding years of my life to be taken off just by eating healthy or unhealthy and, you know, not working out and not taking care of myself. I basically fall into bad habits. I self-sabotage when I start feeling good. I'm looking good and I get into the gym and then all of a sudden one little thing throws me off and I stop going to work out. I stop taking care of my fitness and myself. My energy's low all day. You guys aren't operating at your full potential. You guys have heard me talk about this on previous podcasts. So this is why I think it's so important that every day you guys are constantly taking inventory on where you guys are at and you guys are working on constantly forging somebody that you guys like. I like to kind of relate it, as cliche as it sounds, kind of like a statue, right? You guys got this really cool raw form. You have this thing that you guys are starting out with, clay, stone, whatever it may be. And you kind of paint this picture of what you envision, like the ideal you looks like. You wake up every day and you're like, man, if I could be this person financially, if I could be this person physically, and if I could be this person mentally, this across all three areas, if you just can kind of sit back and visualize, almost kind of like you're a creator, right? You're standing back and you're just looking at this mold and you're kind of envisioning what it is you want it to look like. And you kind of get that end result. You're looking as you kind of forge it, you can kind of picture it in your mind, what it looks like and the outcome that you're going for. And it's going to be, you know, absolutely amazing when you're done. This is how you guys should be looking at your guys' lives. This is how you guys should be looking at yourself in the mirror every day, is, man, I'm making some great progress over here. I'm making some amazing progress financially, but my physical health is down in the shit, right? I don't look good when I look in the mirror. I'm not happy with it. I don't feel good every day. You know, I'm super sluggish. My energy's low. I got low self-confidence when I'm in a group full of people or I'm up on stage doing some speaking, or even when I hop on video on social media, I don't really want to show. When I go to the beach with my family and my kids, I got to wear a t-shirt. I don't want to take my shirt off. You guys get that. You guys know what I'm talking about. And that's where you just get to work, guys. You start rolling up your sleeves and saying, okay, let's get the chiseling. Let's start chipping away at the areas that need to come off to get to that bottom core of what I'm looking for. You know, same thing with your guys' mindset. If you guys are struggling every day with your mindset, if you have this really negative self-talk, which you guys hear me talk about, you guys have to have the ability to catch this every single day. It's not one of those things that you self-audit weekly. This is something that you guys have to be aware of daily. What's the first thoughts that hit your guys' mind in the morning? When you wake up in the morning, are you talking negatively to yourself? Are you not excited to start the day? Are you constantly just dumping all of the potential issues and problems of the day on your shoulders first thing in the morning instead of talking about the great things that are going to happen, the things that you guys are excited about, to give yourself that momentum that you guys need? This is obviously something you guys need to get to work on. If not, so, you know, imagine guys, again, just kind of sitting back and forging this out. And it seems like it's a hard task, right? When you guys look down, you're like, man, I got so much work to do. I don't even know where to start. Just pick one thing, guys. That's the best piece of advice I can give you. Don't overwhelm yourselves. Don't feel like you have to do all things all at one time. Just pick one thing, you know. In my opinion, also, guys, one of the very easiest, quickest things to change is going to be your guys' physical appearance. it's hard to change your financial situation. I understand. Obviously, you can put some hustle in. You can put some work in. In my business, a lot of what we are is we're commission-based. So some of the, you know, our sales that we do right now, a lot of that and the pipeline we're building up in the customers, that can be 4 or 5 months down the road, which really isn't that long if you guys think about it. But if you're looking for those instantaneous results just to get a taste of those wins, guys, you guys can start number one just by fitness. That's the thing. Cleaning up the diet, start tracking some of your guys' macronutrients, right? What you guys are putting into your body. Are you guys sleeping enough? Are you guys getting that 7-8 hours of sleep per night? You know, are you guys going out and exercising? I mean, it could be as easy as waking up in the morning and just going for a 1 to 2 mile walk every day just to get that fresh air in your guys' lungs, get your mind right, give yourself an hour or two inside your head without any distractions as you guys are out exercising, and just planning out your guys' day would make you guys feel absolutely incredible if you guys aren't doing it. That's just a great place to start and to give you guys some examples. The really cool thing about this too, guys, is you can start seeing instantaneous results through tracking, right? If you guys are doing everything you need to do from a fitness standpoint, you guys are eating right, every day you hop on that scale, you guys are going to start to see that number go lower and lower and lower, and you start to reap the rewards of your guys' efforts. You know, mindset, it's same thing, guys. You can start changing everything with your guys' mindset is a choice. Every day you guys wake up, you have a choice to make it a great day or you have a choice to make it a bad day. There's going to be things that happen to us, happens to me all the friggin' time. These things are going to be meant to derail you. It's going to, you know, you're going to have a great day and all of a sudden something super bad comes. You're going to get some really bad news that comes along. Nothing you guys can do to control that. We'll never be able to put a bubble around us to insulate us from all of the negativity in the world that gets thrown at us. But what we can do is work really hard on not allowing that to impact us or affect us. One thing that I had to get really, really good at was making sure that I'm not reacting to things that are completely out of my control, because I found that the busier I got and the more that I took on, the more potential people that I was coaching, the more, you know, employees that I had working for me, the more businesses that I started, the more income that I started making, all of these things magnify potential issues that come down the road with me. That's probably the best way I could describe it. And some of you guys may be able to relate to that. If you're a small business owner, you guys know what I mean. That stuff just starts getting piled on your plate like crazy. And it's things that you have no control over. It just seems like the busier you get, the more it gets thrown on you. So you guys got two choices, right? You're going to allow these things to start impacting you every single day and affecting you, or you can start building up a mindset around, well, if it's out of my control, I'm not going to really let it control my day-to-day actions or my thought process. You're more than welcome to take a minute to think about that, process it for a minute. Heck, even give yourself a couple of minutes to be pissed off about it, go out back and yell, whatever you got to do. But don't let it take any more of your guys' time past that day, and you guys continue to move on. And you guys will find that you buy back a lot of your guys' power, right? You guys are pretty powerless if everything externally that comes into your life, you allow to cause issues for you. You guys allow it to incite negative emotions from you. Hell, could even be social media. You guys make a post and you got that asshole on there that drops a negative comment. It just completely throws you through a loop because, you know, here's the thing, guys. Like, let's say you guys are on social media and you got 100 people following you just for number's sake. And 99 of those people are getting some value from you. They enjoy it. You know, they're liking it. And you got that one person that leaves that negative ass comment or has something smart to say. Are you going to let that one person's opinion affect the benefit or the value that you guys are bringing for the other 99 people? I'm going to say probably not. So this is where I talk about building up that mindset to be strong. You know, you guys have to look at things that are in your control, things that you guys can control and you guys can pivot from. Those are the things that you guys should be worrying about. But the things that externally that come in, learn to just block that stuff out. So hopefully this was a little bit helpful for you guys. Again, you know, the end game every day is not necessarily chasing the money. It's not necessarily chasing the health. It's not necessarily chasing just the mental side of it. It's chasing all of it, guys. It's creating somebody that when you wake up in the morning, you look in there and you're just beaming full of pride. You're like, that is the damn person that I'm proud of. I'm proud of myself in all ways. I'm proud of myself every day when I wake up. And that's how you guys start to really get that self-confidence inside. But it's earned, guys. It's not given to you. Self-confidence comes from you guys putting in the work to get there. If you guys have this really twisted misconception that one day you're going to wake up and just have confidence, guys, it's not there. But it's so much different when you guys earn it. You know, if you guys are going to the gym every day for 6 months to a year and you've learned to drop all the weight and get in great shape and you look in the mirror and you're like, damn, that body looks good. I'm proud of that. There's your confidence. You guys earned it. Nobody can take that away from you. Same thing with your mindset. You know, if you guys are super depressed right now, if you guys are negative, you guys are seeing a lot of the downsides and you have a hard time seeing the light, you start twisting that perspective. You start reading, you know, positive affirmations to yourself every day. You start taking 10, 15 minutes first thing in your morning, maybe when you guys are on your exercise walk, like I talked about, thinking about all the positive things you guys have going, you completely turn around to where you're seeing nothing but abundance and opportunity instead of seeing all the negative that you guys are swimming in right now. you're going to be proud of that. You got yourself to that point. That's the work that you put in, the deep work inside your health, right? That you guys had to get there mentally to push yourself to that level, right? You guys are going to be proud of that. Nobody can take that from you guys. You put in the work, right? There comes some more self-confidence for you. Same thing financially, guys. If you guys are focusing right now, you got bad financial habits, right? Maybe you guys are staying at a job that pays you hardly any money. You know you're worth more. And you decide to take that risk and go out and chase a little bit more. Or maybe you guys just need to up your education. Maybe you guys need to, you know, learn a few more things so you can get to that next level, that next career. Maybe you guys need to start an additional side hustle. You know, you guys got a lot of free time on your hands. Go pick up a side hustle, earn some extra money. I guarantee you by the end of that year, if you guys earned X amount at January 1st and then December 31st, you guys have doubled or tripled your income. It's going to feel good. You guys are going to have some pride inside yourself. So now you guys are starting to see the picture, right? You guys are chiseling in that mold of who you guys want to be. Think about how amazing that's going to feel. And that, guys, that's going to be your day-to-day purpose, is slowly, constantly working on yourself to be the person that you guys are admiring and the person you guys are proud of every single day when you look in the mirror. Hopefully it's helpful for you guys. We're just about done with this year. I don't know about you guys, but I am absolutely excited for 2023. I'm ready to get out there and just dominate. We got some cool stuff in the works. We got some great plans in the works. I'm excited to share them with you guys. I'm going to share the journey with you guys as we kind of go down and as we continue to grow like I have been. So if you guys found value in this episode, I only ask you guys to do one thing. Share it for me. Share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. If you guys know somebody right now that's kind of stuck in a rut, they're stuck in a hard spot, they're not progressing, they got some depression going on, guys, feel free to share this with them. I want other people to get the message. Hopefully in return, if it just helps one or two people, I'm happy. That's the whole point of this, is to just add benefit and value to other people and hopefully help get them on track with their life, to get them to be a place where they're proud of them, who they are. So as always, guys, let's get out there. Let's crush it. If you guys found value in today's episode, I ask that you guys share this with anybody that you think may benefit from hearing this. Obviously, I do this for free. I do this to help you guys. I do this to help obviously impact other people that are looking to grow and scale and improve their life. So all I ask is that you guys do share this with somebody that you think it could help and benefit. I greatly appreciate it.